Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Beis Omud Beis, and we're still learning the dinim of Tachnun Halachas Nefilas Apayim. We're in the second volume, of course, of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin in the middle of Sif Dalet, the very last words of Yud Beis Omud Aleph. We had spoken yesterday that if there is unfortunately a Beis Avel, then you don't say Tachnun in the Beis Avel. We said Baruch Hashem, if there's a Chasana or a Beis Chasan, so if the Chasan is there, all the Shiva, so then there is no Tachnun in the presence of the Chasan. So we continue with the last word of Yud Beis Omud Aleph. Likewise, we don't say Tachnun if there is a bris in the shul that day. And likewise, if there is a chosin present in the shul, as we'll see for all of the Shiva Yimei Hamishta, for all of the days of the Sheva Brachos, you also don't say Tachnun if there is a chosin present. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chof Beis writes, not on the day of Bris Mila in the Beis Knesset. The Mishneh Berurah says, "Rot Shalomar Beveis HaKnesset Shiyomolu Acharkach Boes HaTinok." It's in the shul itself where the Bris Mila is going to take place. So in that shul, you don't say Tachmon. Apopi Shein Mispalim Shom Habali Bris. Even though if the Bris is going to be there, even though the Bali Bris didn't daven there, so you still don't say Tachmon over there. Dishu footnote number 30 brings down the af in molin rak achar mincha. What happens if the bris is going to be after mincha time? So Chaim Kanievsky brings down einom im shachris tachlun. Even by shachris time, you don't say tachlun if the bris is going to be in that shul. In regards to a pigeon of Ben, the Minchas Yitzchok, Dain Weizatzar writes, Shemikra din chayavin lomar tachlun. At a pigeon of Ben, you can and should say tachlun, even betvilas mincha shekodim a pigeon. Even if you're davening at the pigeon of Ben, and you're davening mincha right before, and you still say tachlun by a pigeon of Ben. However, Shlomo Zalman disagrees, and he says, if you're davening mincha where the place that the pigeon of Ben is going to take place, or even a Sudas bar mitzvah, if you're in the ulam, you're in the auditorium, in the place where the bris, where the pigeon aben is taking place, and you daven mincha there, he says you do not say tachlun. The issue footnote number 31 brings down that even if the bali bris aren't there, you still don't say tachlun if the bris is in the shul. He says the reason for this is brought down by the Magen Giborim. Shemasha ein omrim tachlun, ein omishum simchas bal habris lechvodo. It's not having to do with the fact that you're being sameach with the bal bris and to honor the bal bris. That's why we don't say tachlun. No, he says it's the covet of the mitzvah of the bris mila, which is going to be in that shul. And therefore, since we always accepted bris mila with great simcha, so there's going to be a bris mila over here in the shul right now. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, im ein bal habris shom ein omrim tachlun. Even if the bal bris isn't there, the father, the moel, or the son, the car aren't there, but if the bris is going to be there and they're davening in that shul, so then you don't say tachlun. Ubeitz knesses sheish b'kamim minyanim. What happens in a shul that has multiple minyanim, and in one minyan you're going to have a bris by shachris time? So Chaim Kanievsky writes that b'minyan hasheni and the other minyanim shemiskaimim kvar achar bris that are after the bris mila, you do say tachlim in all of those minyanim. Likewise, v'chaynim osim minyan sheni b'chotzer beis haknesses of a prosda. Or if you have in different rooms in the shul or in hallways of the shul, you have a second, third, or fourth minyan going on. So the Shevet Alevi also brings down im holchim amispalim achar kach kolecha lebeis of lo yeh bebris. If they have nothing to do with the bris, they're all going to go home to work after davening, then the minig is that they all do say tachlin. And that is the halacha lemaisa. The way I have understood it from my rabbi is that only the minyan that has the actual bris going on in that minyan, connected to that minyan, that are ones that don't say tachlin, but all the other minyanim in the shul do in fact say tachlin. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, because of the Achronim write, im habali bris bispalon shom, if the bali bris are there, who are the bali bris? And Mishneh Berurah says, Nikroim bali habris, those that are called the bali bris are the avi haben, the father of the boy who's about to be mild, the sanduk, the one who's going to hold the baby during the actual bris mila, and the mild, the one who does the bris mila. All of these people, if they're there in the shul, even if the bris is not going to be shul, av shamila b'vayis acher, ein noflam al pneim. Even if the bris is going to be in a different place, but here, if these three bale bris, the father of the child, the sanduk, or the moil, are present, then you, in fact, do not say tachlin in the minyan that they're davening in. The Mishneh Berurah added, v'lo ha-motzi v'amei v'atinok, not the person who brings in and takes out the baby, what we call the kvater, so the kvaters do not potter everybody from saying the tachlun if they're davening at a minyan. If somebody knows he's going to be a kvater, they still say tachlun at that minyan. But if he knows he's going to be the sandik, or he's going to be the moel, or he's the bal bris, and just for whatever the reason, they're not making the bris in that shul or at that time, they're making it later in the day, in the hospital maybe, whatever the situation may be, so then even if he's present at the minyan, you do not say tachlun, even though the bris won't be there. The issue footer number 32 brings down the interesting case. What happens if the Bali Bris are present in the shul, but they're not davening over there? Mashmoz Dvarov ain't poturim esatzibur milo matachnun. The fact that they're there doesn't exempt the people. It's the fact that they're davening there that exempts the people. And the Marker Chayim brings down as well in regards to a chosin. Im eino mispalu matzibur, the chosin happens to be there. Everybody else is, the chosin came, he davened mincha earlier, and he's coming to the place for sheva brachos. And they're all davening mincha. So the chosin is present, but he's not davening with them. So the Makar Chaim says, "Ain poter some lomer tachlin." They in fact have to say tachlin, even though the chosin is present. However, the chosin biyom chupaso on the day of the chuppah. So the Das Torah writes as well in the name of the Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Achaim that the chosin in this situation potters everyone from saying tachlin, even if he's not davening with them. And he further adds, he says that for the entire Sheva Brachos, the Chosin is present, he's Mekel in this situation that they don't say Tachlin. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Even if the Chosin is in the Shul, even though he's not davening with them, then the Shul doesn't say Tachlin for the entire 7 days, even if he's not davening with them. The issue footer number 33 brings down if the father of the boy who's about to be mild is present in the shul, you also don't say tachlin. What happens, however, let's say this could happen to somebody in the army and he has a son and the son is having a bris milah. He's nowhere near where the son is having the bris milah. So he's nimtza berachok, he's very far away. The lo yagil bris milah, and he has no ability to get to the bris milah. So the Eshel Avraham Yibachach writes, shepotir esatzibur shebohu mispalo me'amiris tachlin. So you can have the situation, this happened in times of war, where the father of the child may be off someplace, let's say he's off in the Golan Heights, and he's davening with a minion over there, and Baruch Hashem, he has a mazel tov, and the wife and the rest of the family are making the bris milah in Yerushalayim. He's in the middle of obligation from Sal and couldn't get off. So the minion that he's davening in the Golan Heights, so they wouldn't say tachlin according to Yeshel Avraham Yibachach. However, the Amud HaShulchan writes down in the name of Rav Shlomo Mivilna, Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, Shekivon Shebaofen Ze'ena of Mekayim Es HaMitzvah. The father is not really doing the mitzvah. Ain't Zanikra Yom Tov Shalom. So it's not really called the full Yontif according to this opinion of the Amud HaShulchan. And what he should do in that situation, he doesn't say Tachlin, but he can't make everybody else not say Tachlin. So he suggests the best thing to do in that situation is he should leave the shul before they say Tachlin. And in this way, there is no concern or question about what the rest of the people should do. They should say Tachlin. However, if he wants to say Tachlin, he goes so far as to say even the father of the child is allowed to say Tachlin. Ain't Lahak B'Bazet. The issue footer number 34 brings down how do we define exactly the moil. So he says, Im avi habein oses ikar mila. The father, in many situations, wants to participate in actually doing the mila, so the moil sets everything up, and the father just makes the actual chaticha. And the moil does really everything else. So the Prima Gadam writes that that moil is still called a moil in this regard, and patas the tzibur, whichever minion he davened in, from saying tachlin. And this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, and Yibadu L'chaim, his son-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chof Gimel writes that we don't say tachlin if the chosin is present. He adds, "Umishum de mitzvah l'smochimah," because there's a mitzvah to be misameach with the chosin, and hasimcha nimsheches l'kol hanilvim milov, and anybody who's with him, that simcha goes with them, and therefore for the entire 7 days of the Sheva Brachos, we don't say tachlin when the chosin is present. The issue footnote number 35 brings down the af odom sheherich b'tfiloso. What happens if somebody davens a very long Shemoneh Esrei, the tzibur didn't say tachlin, but they're already done with davening, or they're up to Aleinu, or whatever they're up to, so should this person now who finishes Shemoneh Esrei, should he say Tachlin? So he brings down from Nisan Karolich Shlita, Shlo Yomar Tachlin. This person also doesn't say Tachlin because the minion didn't say Tachlin, because of the Chosin, so he doesn't say Tachlin as well. What happens about the Kala? What happens if the Kala is present in the Shul? The Chosin's not there for whatever the reason, and the Kala is present in the Ezra's Noshim, she's Davni Minch with them. Do they say Tachlin? So the Shevet Alevi brings down Revozu Zatzal, Ain't up a teresis a call. The wife, the kala over there, does not pater everybody from saying tachlin. Why? Mishum she'enu mitzarefes itam. She doesn't go and combine with them to make a tzibur, so to say. And there are other reasons as well, he says. However, let's say the Kala's family is making Sheva Brachas and everybody's coming there just because of the Kala, the Davni Mincha in that house, just because of the Kala. So he writes, Shehi nasis ikar, then she is the ikar over there, and Turim min nefilas apayim. Even if the chosin isn't there yet, because of the kala, you wouldn't say nefilas apayim. I had the same question as well in regards to a bris milah. Let's say the mother of the baby who's about to be mild happens to go to Shul Adavin, and they're not having the bris milah over there, so she's technically considered one of the Bali bris. So mistama from this Rav Ozner in the Shevet Alevi over here, that she's not really mitztarif with them, so mistama, if the mother of the child who's to be mild that day is davening in a minyan, the minyan will still say tachlin.
Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagov v'davko shamilo o hechosun bosu beis haknesses. The Ramah says, this is true that you don't say tachnun if the bris mila is in that beis haknesses, or if the chosun is in that beis haknesses. Avol ein hamila beis haknesses. But if the bris mila is not in the beis haknesses, avol bishu beis haknesses, even though the chosun or the balei bris are in the beis haknesses, so the Ramah says, omrim tachnun. In that situation, based upon the psak of the marai, you do say tachnun. The Berhetev in Os Yud Beis writes, that doesn't seem to be the opinion, however, of the Knesset Hagdola. HaKnesset Hagdola Kosav, Shemino, Kol HaMakomo, Shafil HaMila B'Vayis, if the Bris Mila is in the house, Ein Noflim Alpneim B'Veis HaKnesset, then you don't say Tachlin in Shul, as long as the Baal Bris is over there in the Shul. He says, especially in the winter times when they used to do the Bris in the house, he says, this was not the custom that they would say Tachlin, as long as the father is davening in Shul, or the other, the Sandok or the Mail are davening in Shul, they would not say Tachlin. What about if a child is born with a bris mila ready? If no alad mohol, and all you do is hatof is dam bris. So he says you also don't say tachlin based upon the leket, that in this situation you don't say tachlin even if it's only for hatof is dam bris. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Dalet writes, be also beis haknesses, v'mispalun bazara, people davening in the azara of a shul that has a bris going on, kivin shenegrom achrei beis haknesses, since they're part of that minion, so kishein shom aron v'teva, even if there's no aron and teva where they are, im kein kishem shebeis haknesses, emomim ganheim ein omim, since the people in the shul aren't going to say tachlin, since they're part of that minion, so they also don't say tachlin. The issue footnote number 36 brings down. Anybody davening in the Ezra's Noshim, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, Gam Kein Nigrom Acha Basic Nesses. They're also included in being in that shul and wouldn't say Tachlin. As we mentioned already yesterday and previously, one should not daven in the woman's section. However, if for whatever the reason you are davening there, you don't say Tachlin. Omram, he says, Im Osim Eserus Bi Azorah, if the bris is done outside in the Azorah, then Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that those people in the Basic Nesses do in fact say Tachlin. The Ramah continues and he writes, "Ubiyom hamilo, on the day of a bris milo, she'ein omrim tachlun, where you don't say tachlun, that's only davko shachris shemolun osatiko, that tinok. That's only by shachris time, where after shachris you're going to do the bris milo. But by mincha time already, avol b'mincha, avol bishin nespalun etzel atino kanimol omrim tachlun. Even if you have to be davening the house where the baby who had the bris milo is, so you're having a suda there at that time for mincha time. Nevertheless, by mincha you do say tachlun." Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chafei writes, this may be the das of the Ramah, however, he brings down that the Marshal, the Bach, and the Taz disagree, and they say, that if you're davening in the house with a Tinok, where the Bris Mila is, by Mincha time, so then you don't say Tachlin by Mincha time as well. The issue footnote number 37 says, how come the Ramah says you do? So the Shelis Shuvas from Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozzah Zatzal writes, Shebemilo hasimcho hirak be'etzem asiyas mitzvah. By a bris mila, he says the real ikar simcha is by the bris mila. And la'achar gemar asiyasa, after you finish the bris mila, ovra shasa simcha. The simcha is not present, so the Ramah says. So, albeit the baby is there, and it's a very great simcha for the family, but that's not the real simcha that would prevent you from saying tachlin. That's the understanding of the Ramah. But as I just said, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Marshal, the Bach, and the Taz who disagree. The Elyon Rabba is Machria, and he says, the im is balim mincha bebeis atinok kodem asuda o biem sasuda. If you davni mincha in the house where the baby who entered the bris mila is, and it's before the suda or in the middle of the suda, then ain't omer tachlin. How he says, however, avoli acha birchas amazon omer tachlin. But if they already finished birchas amazon and then the davni mincha, so that's already too far. And he says that that's no longer considered the simcha of the bris mila, and they would in fact say tachlin in that situation. The issue for number 38 brings down. The reasoning over here of the Elyon Rabba is brought down also by the Shevet Halevi by Rav Ozzah Zatzal. Shasuda hi ikar habitu shel simcha hachnasa lebris, because the suda is the expression of the great simcha for the bris. V'im kein, and therefore kishim mischabnim laso suda umechinim atzmo mispalum ifnei kein b'mokam asuda. So if they're davening in the place of the suda, either before or during the suda, bevadei p'turim mitachnun. The suda itself still exempts him from saying tachnun. Mishnah Berurah says, this is also, in fact, the opinion of Derech HaChaim, like this Elyon Rabba. Then he brings down from the Chayodom, the Kozer, Kishim Mispalim Eitzel HaTinok. This is only if you're davening by the Tinok. Abo Kishim Mispalim Vayisachir, if you're davening in another place, Mincha, that day. Apo Pisha Baal HaBris Shom, even though the Baal Bris is present with you, Omrim Tachnun Afilu Kodem Asuda. Then they do, in fact, say Tachnun by that Mincha, even if it's before the Suda that they're going to have in honor of the Bris Mila for the baby. The Kos Avot, he furthermore says, the Baal HaBris V'sanda Kumol, Eino Rimli Olam B'mincha, that the Baal Bris, the father of the child, the Sanduk and the Moel, they don't say Tachlun even by Mincha time. Afilu Liacha B'Yachas HaMazon. This is even if it's after B'Yachas HaMazon, and now the Davni Mincha, they still personally do not say Tachlun by Mincha, because for them, the Yom Tov Shalemu, for them it's still a great day of Simcha, but everybody else isn't schlepped along with them, and everybody else goes and says Tachlun by Mincha, even though they personally don't, even though they're davening that minyan where everybody else is saying Tachlun. Dish of footnote number 39 brings down the very interesting scenario. What happens with Chamon Litzlan if one of these three people is in Avelus and they're a chiv to daven for the Omud? So they're davening for the Omud, but they don't say Tachlun. So what should they do? So in this situation, he brings down from Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, he writes, Shiasa minyan b'fei atzmo. This person who wants to daven for the Omud because he's in the year of Avelus should try to gather a minyan just for himself to daven mincha on the day of his bris, or if he's a moel. V'kivon shakula misasun lasos minyan b'shilo, since the other nine people or more that are gathered there are making the bris, the minyan for him, nigrorim heim achro, then they can be schlepped along with him and none of them will say tachlin. However, the Dayan Weiss brings down, im ein lo chiyav, if he doesn't have an obligation to daven for the omud, then it's best that he not be the shliach tzibah by mincha time, where he wouldn't be say tachlin and everybody else in the shul is saying tachlin. So we just read in the Ramah, B'mincha afa pisha mispal meitzalatino kanimol omrim tachlin. As we said, this halacha, we explained it in the Mishnah Berurah, that even though you're davening by the tinok, the Ramah says you should say tachlin. Masha ain kein b'chosin. As opposed to a chosin, even the Ramah agrees that if the chosin is davening there, you don't say tachlin. Shein omrim tachlin kol hayom kish mispal meitzal chosin. All day you don't say, by when you're davening with the chosin, tachlin. The low mikri chosin, how do we define a chosin? Ela biyom shenichnas l'chuppah. The chosin, technically, the Ramah says, is only the day of the chuppah. So that entire day, by shachos and by mincha, you wouldn't say tachlun. The burin, sivkot and chavav, adds, however, ubizmanenu, nowadays, noagin sheinoflim kol shiva simei ha-mishtah, we don't say tachlun with the chosin all 7 days. And he says, afilu miyom ha-shvi, hu yom shmini shal ha-chuppah, even if the 7th day over here is really the 8th day from the chuppah. As we'll see in a moment what this means, if it's not a full 7 times 24 hours from the actual time of the chuppah, for example, the chuppah is a little bit before the shkia on Sunday. So, the entire week, you don't say tachlin if you daven mincha the following week for a full me'eis le'eis, 7 24-hour periods have gone by, so then you still would not say tachlin by mincha. So for example, if originally the chuppah was at 6 o'clock on the first Sunday, and then you davening mincha at 4 o'clock the following Sunday, that's still called, for the purposes of tachlin, that he's a chosin. Even though, as the issue footnote number 40 brings down, le'inyan amir sheva brachas, we don't go me'eis le'eis, we don't count 7 24-hour periods, as is brought down in the Shari Tshuva. However, in regards to this din of tachlun, the Mogin Giborim writes, "Linin afilas apayim kivin shurishus." Since it's an option to say it over here, shomim lahaka. We tend to be momekel, and for tachlun we go 7 24-hour periods. Even though for sheva brachas we don't go 7 24-hour periods. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says, "This din is only to v'davkoim haya chosin bachur. This is true only if the chosin is a bachelor, he'd never been previously married, or a kala basula, and the kala has never been previously married. But avol alman, if you have a man who was previously widowed, shenor someone who marries a woman who was previously widowed, ains then noeg rak shloshi yom, and then you only have 3 days over here, not 7 days of mishnah. V'chein adin v'hu racham, and the same thing would apply in regards to hu racham, not only tachlun but also in the saying of hu racham." Therefore, he says it's preferable for the chosin not to go into the shul all 7 days of his being a chosin, because everybody in the shul now can't say tachlin because of him. So the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, the eitz is that the chosin shouldn't even go to shul during the 7 day period of time, not to prevent people from saying tachlin. Dear Shifut, number 41 explains this a little bit further, and he brings down from the Chazonish that that's not the case. The Chazon is allowed to go into the shul and daven, and everybody else won't say tachlin. That's not anything terrible. Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal also brings down Yochel Achosin Lechaz Lebeis HaKnesses Shein Makirin, so he certainly can go to a shul where they don't know him, and therefore he will say tachlin and it won't be a problem. What about a moil? So Shlomo Zalman says the moil doesn't have to worry about not davening shul and shacharis because he's preventing everybody saying tachlin if he's going to do a bris milah that day. This is different than a chosin, because the chosin, essentially, it's a personal mitzvah, as opposed to the bris milah, which is a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with the moel goes into the shul and prevents everybody from saying tachlin, because they really all have the mitzvah themselves to do this bris milah. He then concludes and he adds, "In rotsa bal habris lahalim meyatzibur eskim habris." If somebody doesn't want to tell everybody there's going to be a bris that day, or he hides from them in some sort of a way, so Rav Yashiv says that's perfectly okay. Mishum shekein hatzibur yodim al habris. If the tzibur doesn't know that there's going to be a bris milah that day, they don't have a simcha, and therefore there's no reason for them not to say tachlun. And therefore, you can get around this problem of preventing the whole tzibur from saying tachlun if you're there by not telling that there's going to be a bris that day. That concludes today's shiur.